Country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Hey folks, we're back. And I don't know how much of that you heard there, but I thought, you know, I've got another hour here, and we do have another hour coming up. I'll tell you what, live radio is so fun. It's never, you know, it's always the hurly-burly, rough and tumble of live radio is wonderful. There's nothing like it. So anyway, welcome to hour two of the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso here. You can call in at 800-313-9443. And, you know, and we've got a couple of callers here, Pat in Fort Worth and Tom in Florida. We'll get to both of you in just a moment. And the engineer also helped me out here. I mentioned that I'm not finding anything on George Floyd porn star on my, you know, Bing or Google search engines. But there's another search engine. I haven't used it at all. This is the first time I've ever used it, called DuckDuckGo.com. DuckDuckGo.com. And I don't know what the story is on that at all, but the engineer mentioned to try that, so I did. And, well, there are search results for George Floyd, porn star. And it says, let's see. Well, there's a bunch of stories. And RIP to a legend, George Floyd was once a porn star. So there's a bunch of stuff on him. And so you can, that's one place if you want to look up the stuff I saw. If you just ate lunch, don't do it. But if you have a strong stomach, you can look up George Floyd porn star on DuckDuckGo.com. Anyway, the president is handling this. There's a second subject, which is the riots. That's a completely independent subject. Now, I like, in the same way that I like that the demon rats have as their leader, people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, as their candidate. I'm loving that they have Joe Biden. And I hope they add a vice president that's just as lame. I like that their martyr, their poster boy, is porn star George Floyd. I'm loving this. In fact, I think if they need the next national holiday that they need, well, let's give them, if they have to have a national holiday, let's give them George Floyd Day. And which could feature, such a holiday could feature the erection of George Floyd statues. What do you say? So I like that their heroes are garbage like this. I like that. But the president is handling the riots correctly. He can't do this. We can talk about this. The president can't talk about the erection of George Floyd statues. That just doesn't work for the president. It isn't presidential. But we can, and it's we should. Different people have different jobs, and so that's ours. Anyway, the president, the other part of the thing, the riots, the president is handling it beautifully. And again, the demon rats are doing us a favor. They're rioting all over the country. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Absolutely, just brilliantly done. You're lighting up cities. You're burning things. You're beating up old ladies. You've even killed some people. You killed a black cop in Oakland. I'm not thanking you for that, but that sure set you back, you left-wing pukes. America is seeing what a Joe Biden world would be like. It would be an Antifa world of this kind of thing happening all the time. And, you know, America, you're beating America over the head. You're coming out of the closet. They're, you're, you know, they can see what your erected statue looks like, and they don't like it. They needed to see it. And you're showing it to them. So thank you. Thank you. That we may get another Donald Trump administration as a result. And Donald Trump is handling it beautifully with the National Guard going in there and not messing around and getting the job done and shutting these punks down. Bingo, bango, bongo. Just by the display of will, the display of strength and fearlessness. So, let's go back to the president. Let's see here. That was funny, that story from the first hour. I mean, really, the engineer had me convinced that we had done 2 hours of radio, and it was only 1 hour. And I was thinking, you know, this is the quickest 2 hours of my life. Like, did I go into a time warp? Did I go into a portal, into hyperspace? What happened? My son has games with that. He has portals. These kids have these incredible games. He goes through a portal, and he goes into another world through the portal. All right. So let's refresh the president. Still at 80.9 million followers. It's going to hit 81 any second. The president notes in these riots, he's got it right. He's got it just right here. I talked about the people being beaten by these left-wing crazies. The president retweets somebody who talks about, this man was protecting his business and was stomped and stoned by Antifa. He's now in critical condition. And the president comments on that tweet, which he retweeted, so terrible. Where are the arrests and long-term jail sentences? Where are they, you Democrat pukes that care so much about people? No, you don't. You don't care about people. You're not kind. You're not good. You're, as the president has said so succinctly, you can be described by a four-letter word. Scum. You're scum. It's exactly what you are. Well, we still have an unavailable tweet from the president, but we don't know what the explanation for that is. But that tweet about the long-term jail sentence was 14 minutes ago. I'm loving that. Okay. You know, we really had fun on Dan Bongino's Twitter website the other day. Let's just see what he's up to lately here. He says, here's Dan Bongino looking pretty. Let's listen to him. He's talking loud. Pete Hegseth is smiling, which means it's probably pretty good. I don't have the audio turned down. And the other two Fox hosts look terrified because Dan Bongino swings for the fences, which these other hosts, they don't swing for the fences. Pete Hegseth does. So let's hear what he had to say here. This is just 47 seconds long. Let's hear what he has to say. It's going to be good, whatever it is.
And can I add one more thing about it? To the celebrity morons and epic life losers who think it's a good idea to start a bail fund to bail out people slitting the throats of cops, engaging in attempted murder on the streets of Dallas, and beating the snot out of a guy in the streets of Portland, you disgust me. You are absolute human filth and the dregs of society in your Beverly Hills mansions, you beasts. While you sit up there and do that while America's burning to the ground, I hope no American ever goes to see another damn movie again from one of these idiots supporting this nonsense. What, Dan, why do you think they're in jail? Because they're protesting?
Exactly.
They're not in jail because they're protesting. They're in jail because they just beat the crap out of someone, you dumbass.
You know, Dan we...
See, that's what we need. You dumbass, that's exactly what we need. Guys like Dan Bongino. He's just telling the truth. And those two, Pete Hegseth is loving it. Pete Hegseth is the kind of guy we need. The other two, I can't remember their names, but they're, you know, they're people that are, you know, they're scared. They're scared for their jobs. They don't want to swing for the fences. They know they're expendable, and whoever the producer is can dump them in a second. Dan Bongino doesn't give a rat's ass. And he knows, Bongino knows, we want to hear Bongino. So if they take him off of Fox, we'll go wherever he is. We'll find him and we'll listen to him. And if, even if that can't happen, Dan Bongino doesn't give a rat's ass. He's going to say the truth. And that's wonderful. He says, let's just find another Bongino. Okay, this one's got some stuff I can't put on radio. Let's see here. He just goes after him. He says, this is a tweet from 2 hours ago. Bongino says, the same liberals who fell in love with the police state when they weaponized the DOJ, CIA, and FBI to spy on and investigate General Flynn and the Trump campaign are now, I love this choice of phrase, are now clutching their pearls over Trump declaring a known terror group such as, he's referring to Antifa. And then he says, hard pass on their fake outrage. I don't know what a hard pass is, but you know, in other words, I'm not buying their fake outrage is how I read that. I love the phrase, though. They're clutching their pearls. And these are these pukes that he just talked about, these dumbasses of Hollywood. And I love when he says, when Bongino says, I hope America never watches another movie. Remember, this is on the Fox network, and Fox produces a lot of movies, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. But Fox produces a lot of movies and has a lot of Hollywood stars on their payroll. So that's gutsy of Bongino. He doesn't care. If the truth hurts, tough. Now, then Bongino retweets. He says, watching America-hating liberals immediately jump to the defense of the Antifa terrorists that just burned down their communities and brutally attacked their citizens is the most liberal thing ever. Disgusting. Now, remember, Dan Bongino used to be a Secret Service. He was in the Secret Service. I don't know what else he was in. So he knows about the DOJ and the CIA and the FBI and the Secret Service. And there's Dan Bongino commenting on Donald Trump's announcement that Antifa is a terrorist organization, officially declared so by his administration. Dan Bongino says, Antifa, which is an anti-free speech terror group, will now be treated as the terrorists they are. Watch the America-hating far left immediately jump to their defense in the coming days. Bank on it. They both hate this country and want to destroy it. See, now this is wonderful to hear people saying stuff like this, which we never heard before. Do you think words like that could ever be uttered by George Bush Sr. or June Sr.'s dead, so he's not uttering anything. But do you think George Bush Jr. could ever utter words like that? Could they ever cross his lips? Of course not. He couldn't. If his life depended on it, he couldn't say that. That was our Republican president. You're not going to get anything out of a guy like that. He's the enemy. Okay, here's more Dan Bongino. Antifa, the anti-free speech terrorist group, in case you forgot, is largely composed of low testosterone wuss bags. I like that. These chumps don't have a shred of dignity or courage, and they terrorize in packs because they're scared of acting alone. Their mamas must be horrified at what they spawned. Let's see. Then Dan Bongino says this. He says, read this and spread it. He's quoting a poster. He says, read this and spread it. We are witnessing glimpses of the full insurrection the far left has been working on for decades. Within hours, militant Antifa cells across the country mobilized to aid BLM rioters. The first broken window is the blood in the water for looters to move in. The fires come next. There you go. Why did it all happen? Just like bing, bing, bing. Just like that, within hours. Because the left has been training, rehearsing, training, getting themselves worked up for this for decades. Okay, let's go back to Donald Trump. Little excursion there into Dan Bongino. Let's see here. There we go. Hit refresh. Okay, nothing new. Nothing brand new from Donald Trump. The last tweet was 24 minutes ago. That's old for Donald Trump. Then came the day at the bottom. Little break here. I'll have something for you on the other side. Stay tuned.
Men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan. And like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. Me and old head, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect.
We're back, folks.
Politically,
and we're politically incorrect. We've got a little more than half an hour of political incorrectness to go. Thank you for joining us in that. And we've got a couple callers here, Pat in Portworth and Tom in Florida. Let's take their calls now. Pat, you're on the air.
Okay. I was going to talk to you about Roberts. What's wrong with him? You wondered, okay?
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, what Pat is referring to the fact that John Roberts on Friday voted with the liberal leftist freaks on the U.S. Supreme Court against America's churches, who were suing against the lockdown of the churches. And John Roberts voted that it was okay with him and okay with the First Amendment and religious liberty that governors can lock down churches while, abortion clinics and big box stores and liquor stores are open. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, you know, we could impeach him. I wish we could impeach him, and then Trump could appoint two new Supreme Court judges, because I do not trust Roberts whatsoever when Roe v. Wade comes up to be thrown out.
And that's a problem. Plus, also, you raise a good point, Pat. He's not, John Roberts is not just a neocon, never-Trumper, fake Republican. Unfortunately, as Pat mentioned, he's the Chief Justice, and that gives him a lot of extra pull.
Plus, you know, people want to honor people like that and follow it. Well, you got to remember his history. He made Obamacare a tax. Without Obamacare, we could never get socialized medicine where they use us as guinea pigs for everything, okay? And not only was that, what was he doing there when they were impeaching Trump? How can a Supreme Court justice who's supposed to be, you know, what is the word? He's supposed to not know everything in the beginning, be there guiding everything. See?
Yes, and what was he doing when the FISA court, the FISA court is immediately under Chief Justice John Roberts. What was John Roberts doing to detect and correct the criminality going on at the FISA court, which is, and he knows as the Supreme Court Chief Justice, he knows that the FISA court is an incredibly dangerous court in which the person who is going to be spied upon does not know of the proceeding and is not represented there. John Roberts has a supreme responsibility to make sure that due process is and the Bill of Rights is followed in the FISA court. And you're right. Where was he? He was AWOL. He still is.
Another thing, too, you got to think about. You know, if you open churches and the devil comes in there to do anything to you, you know, spread your coronas around or something, and people there have guns. If they take out a gun, you know, that's what happened here in Texas. So they didn't like to admit it in the paper, you know, that the violence was on the other side.
Listen, on Sunday in church, are you going to find a better behaved, more respectful group of people than a congregation in church? Of course not.
Well,
so it's ludicrous.
It's
blasphemous. It's ludicrous. It's insane to close America's churches. And they're still closed. And by the way, let me address this other problem. I started to mention it and then didn't finish my thought, as I so often do. And that is this. Even where churches have been opened, ostensibly, many churches are not meeting. And the reason is the congregation is afraid. The priest or pastor or minister is afraid because they've been terrified by the damn enemy of the people. Now, of whom do I speak? They've been terrified. I'll just use the synonym. They have been terrified by the enemy of the people. Now, if Donald Trump has been effective in teaching us, whenever somebody says the enemy of the people, the next thought, the completion of the thought for anybody should be the press. The press. And that's what he's been teaching us.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened here.
They have terrified us so that people, even when the doors to the church are opened, they're not going in because they're afraid of the boogeyman. And they're afraid of that there are cooties on the handle of the church door. And cooties. And let me just say this. I spent some time today with patriot buddies of mine. And let me tell you, this brainwashing is effective. My friends, you know, there was some fear that, you know, gee, you know, we better not shake hands. Better not shake hands because, cooties, we're going to die.
I know.
Folks, listen, it's okay to shake hands. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Pat, for a closing thoughts. We'll be right back, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. Pat, do you have a parting thought for our audience?
Just a couple. My husband played music for his Robert's graduation party. He's up there near the border of Michigan, but he lives in Indiana. I thought I'd throw that in there. But, you know, you talk about the policeman, and people have been saying, well, if you saw, would you jump on that, would you jump on the policeman there? And maybe they're just menial cowards. But the fact is that I saw this in the Bible. It says, if a man doeth violence to the blood of any person, that and shall he shall flee to the pit and let no man stop him. So if the guy was already violent, you know, they call that guy up there in Baltimore before, that gentle giant. Well, we know he wasn't gentle. He was 18, but he had a record, bad record, just across the line until he was 17. But he's 17, you're not allowed to talk about that record. But he was a gentle giant up there. Yeah, right. So when they say that, it makes you wonder, what was he?
Well,
Well, you know, we don't know. There are parts to this we don't know yet. The white guy on the neck of the black guy, George Floyd, we don't know. We don't know the story.
Well, it's his fault. Why didn't he have on a body camera? Why wasn't there a camera?
The white guy did have a body camera, we are told, and they have that body camera. So we all will undoubtedly see that. And I hope it has audio as part of the camera so that we have the full exchange, what was going on between the white cop and George Floyd.
You remember Rodney King.
There are several different things can be true at the same time. It may be that the white cop was actually trying to kill George Floyd. That's possible. It's possible he may have been completely incompetent.
Well, you remember the Rodney King thing. Whatever, the media blows up.
The coroner, according to the coroner, George Floyd did not die from asphyxiation. So the white cop may have thought to himself, I'm not strangling this guy. I'm not asphyxiating him. I'm holding him down. And George Floyd is built like a bull and kneeling on one side of a neck. I don't know that actually achieves the cutoff of blood through both carotid arteries, which you have to do both of them.
What they want us to do, they want us to back and forth and not talk about what's important right now. That's what it is. Because Rodney King, they showed the cops beating that guy up for every 5 minutes. But you know what? They had all of the film there of just before they beat him up.
Yes,
he was beating them up.
Yes,
he was beating them up.
This is what George Orwell noted in 1984. This is manufacturing news. I'll give you an example. Here in my little town of North Dakota, a black person named Salah, S-A-L-A-H, Salah, he shot a local white cop, a young guy with little children, shot to death by this guy Salah with an AK-47 who fired 41 rounds. And the local policeman was just trying to serve an eviction notice on Salah. And before Salah killed the white cop, he killed his mother. He killed his own mother in his apartment. So now, is that going to make national news?
Not a mention.
Yeah,
no.
is that going to make national news? Are there going to be Antifa people rioting in London? Will they be rioting in New York, Washington, Philadelphia, Houston, Los Angeles? No.
Oh, I remember Rodney King. They went along the street here and broke out 50 glasses on people's cars just for no reason, just because they parked on the street. But
they choose to manufacture what they manufacture. This family man, not a porn star, not a hardened criminal like George Floyd. This family man had his life cut short by a monster. And it was clearly murder. There's no question. You get 41 shots fired from an AK-47. There's no question like, well, gee, was this too harsh a hold? There's no question. This was murder. But this isn't going to be a story. I would say most people here in my little town of 50,000 people, most people a week from today will still not know about this story because the liberal fish wrap newspaper will not inform them or emphasize it. The local TV stations will cover it up, and there will be no national media about the death of this white guy. So they pick and choose.
Sounds like Fort Worth.
Now, in this case, I'm glad they chose as their poster boy the case they had to pick. Okay, I'm glad they picked George Floyd, the porn star, the hardcore, hardened criminal who looks he looks that way when you look at him. I'm glad they picked him as their poster boy, and that's all they could come up with. But and they're going to make their news. Go ahead.
I heard the people, appalled by that, which appears to be what you should be. They were saying, what are we going to do about the police? And I'll tell you what they did right here. One of the leftist liberals in our fish wrapping paper here he was just all up in arms because the Promise Keepers had infiltrated the police and they were riding with them. See, they need somebody else in the car with them, you know, and they don't have enough. And Promise Keepers are riding with the police here in Fort Worth, and they got that guy in the newspaper. He got his, I don't want to say what they used to say, he got his underwear all in a wad over that, you know, and he started calling everybody about what he thought they were, right-wing crazies, and, you know, so that's an idea there, because I've known preachers who would ride with police on their time. They could sit there and pray. Who knows what you need?
Well,
we can do
Pat,
things.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pat.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, and then after Tom, Eric in California, and after Eric, Harley in Indiana. Tom, what's on your mind? Come in, Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control. Tom, can you hear us? Okay, he's apparently...
Can you hear me, James?
Yes, ground control. What's on your mind, Tom?
Yeah, first off, don't call it the Kennedy Space Center. The people in Merritt Island don't like that. It's called Cape Canaveral, okay? Get that straight. It's called Cape Canaveral. It is awesome to go see one of those rocket launches from the Cape.
I've been there. I used to live very close. I've been there. It is wonderful. I haven't seen a big launch, but you can go there and see the facility, and it's unbelievable. And Donald Trump's right, folks, when he said, I went there last time several years ago. The concrete was cracking. Weeds were growing through the cracks. The steel was rusting. It was going to hell in a handcart under the Bushes and Obama and all those other pukes. Donald Trump brought our space program back. Go ahead, Tom. You're correct. Yes, they do like Cape Canaveral. Yes.
Yes. Now, listen, here's what I want to talk about. You were talking about making this guy, Floyd, a statue. What about they're going to probably make a statue for George Soros, not George Floyd. George Soros and George Floyd probably get a statue in Washington soon. Soros. But here's what I really wanted to call your show about. Let's get to the real point of what's going on here. The point of this.
Well, said that because the left has chosen George Floyd as their poster child for their martyr, that he is a great person that's been horribly wronged. And I'll take that. If he's going to be their poster child of a hardened criminal with a huge rap sheet who's also a porn star, if that's going to be the symbol and the erected statue, I'll help in the erection. But go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. They're probably going to make one of George Soros, too, because he's fun in Antifa. But here, James, let me finish my thought, because I don't probably get the time like other callers get. So here's what I want to talk about. First off, James, are you familiar? A year almost ago today, a young woman got kidnapped in Alabama at a bar, and she said, I'm in trouble, when she went in the car with the two black guys. You remember that case?
Well, hang on, Tom. Those crimes are happening every day all over America, so I don't remember that crime, but they happen by the tens of thousands every year. Go ahead.
I'll refresh your memory. They finally found the woman 6 weeks later. It was on Fox News and all that. Before that, 2 years prior to that, you had a white woman from Australia that was murdered by a Minnesota police officer in Minneapolis. You remember that case by a Somalian black police officer murdered a white blonde-haired woman in Minneapolis?
Yes.
And she was from Australia, and she was walking up to the squad car, and the guy pulled out the gun. The police officer pulled the gun out and shot her cold blood, shot her dead. Was white people rioting then? Was there anybody rioting?
I believe that was a lady Somalian cop.
I believe it was a man. I don't know if it was a woman cop. I know the woman was an Australian blonde-haired woman.
Yes, it was an Australian woman that was just trying to call the police to a disturbance in the neighborhood. That's correct. But without getting into all the details of individual cases, of which there are thousands, and everybody in the audience knows it, what's your large point, Tom?
I don't call your show that much. Let me get to the point.
I'm waiting for. What is the large point?
The large point is white Anglos are not going out and rioting and committing all kinds of rioting and looking at a crime right from the FBI. All you got to do is look at a statistic. Last weekend, there was 48 shootings in Chicago. Lori Lightfoot's calling FUCK the president, just like Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz. That's the problem. The media, the ABC, NBC, and CBS is all controlled by Zionist, communist, Bolshevik,
leftist.
Wait a minute.
But Tom, why do you kill your own story every time you do this? It's boring,
I'm not
Tom.
James, that's not killing.
Tom, stop. And it's getting tiresome for me, and I'm not going to have you on the show anymore if you keep doing it, okay? Yes, it is true. No, listen, Tom, you don't like Jews. I got it.
I didn't say that, James. I didn't say that.
You don't say that?
I did not say that.
In almost every call.
James, I said Bolshevik. Now, you take it for what it is. I'm just telling
you. Oh, great. You said Zionist Jews.
I did not say that. I said Bolshevik.
Okay, synonym. All right.
Okay, so I didn't say that. You're saying that. I said Bolshevik. I'm just saying, look, who's controlling Antifa, James? Who's controlling Antifa?
Right. Jews are controlling everything, correct. Yeah. So obvious, Tom. No, Tom, you're wrong, okay? Bill Gates is not Jewish, okay? Warren Buffett is not Jewish, okay?
I would say that about Warren
Buffett. Go on down the list, okay?
And
Tom, okay, engineer cut Tom off because he's not going to listen. And Tom, I'll tell you what, I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear your calls anymore. Here's, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, let me explain this. What Tom is doing has hurt the movement of white people to defend themselves terribly. What Tom is doing is this, it's the Jews, it's always the Jews, okay? Now, normal white people, whenever they hear that, click their heels and go out the door. So guys like Tom have been driving normal Mr. and Mrs. America white people away from patriotism and away from defending themselves, their own interests as a people. Yes, as a white people. He and others like him have been driving these people away because he makes defending yourself look toxic. He makes it look like in order to defend yourself, you had to hate Jews. Wrong, Tom. Wrong. That's nutty. And here's the worst of it, Tom. You've been driving the tens of millions of white people away from defending themselves and their people because you're equating it with hating Jews. They don't hate Jews. So they're not going to join you. And it's like the turd in the punch bowl. You've thrown a turd, your anti-Semitism, you've thrown that turd in the punch bowl, and now everybody runs away from the punch bowl. If you didn't do that, if you just stuck with the facts, which white people are the victims of a crime war in America. That's a fact. And white people don't need to be apologizing. The white people, it's white people, white crime on black people. That's obviously absurd and idiotic and stupid. The crime statistics speak for themselves. You don't then need to take every single thing that ever happens and then use that as your springboard to launch in. And folks, I don't know what makes these people tick. There's a certain tiny, small population in America that is so hung up on their hatred of Jews that they just have to go there. Everything leads to that conclusion. And it's stupid. I don't want it on my show. I give you chance after chance to like mend your ways and, you know, no, this is something that's so baked in the cake, you can't fix it. So I'm not even going to try anymore. Please don't do it on my show. All right? Some of the best patriots we have are Jewish people. Michael Savage, great radio host, towers over this radio show in the importance and the effectiveness of his show. If Michael Savage had opposed Donald Trump on his radio show in 2016, very likely Donald Trump would not have been elected. Instead, he enthusiastically supported Donald Trump, still does. He's a Jewish guy, Tom, okay? So please, I mean, I'm not asking anymore. Don't even call because you're not reformable. You're not going to change. All right, let's go to our next caller, Eric in California. Eric, you're on the air. Okay, we lost Eric. Harley in Indiana. Boy, what a name for Indiana. Go for it, Harley. What's on your mind?
Well, first thing I'd like to cover real quick is I hear about all these blacks still all across America, you know, by police. And of course, most of the time it's probably wrong. But
well,
how about
Harley,
the 18-year-old
Harley,
young
you've
man?
Got the microphone. Yeah, you've got the microphone. And so pardon me for interrupting you, but it is a fact. This has recently been reported. More black people are shot by black policemen than are shot by white policemen. That's
okay.
An interesting fact.
I don't doubt that. But what
yeah,
I want to cover is, what about the young man in Michigan, the 18-year-old boy, who flashed his lights at a county sheriff, and the sheriff pulled him over because, you know, he said he shouldn't have flashed his bright lights at him, and the boy says, "You're blinding me. I couldn't see the road." And he ended up shooting him and killing him. The kid was unarmed. He was 18 years old, and he was a white boy.
And what
we don't
race
hear nothing
was the
about
cop?
That.
What race
well,
was
shot
the
by
cop?
County sheriff. And the state police investigated it and said he was acting according to, what do they call that, public policy?
What race was the cop?
What was the cop? A county sheriff.
What race was the cop?
Oh, I believe he was white.
Okay.
I don't honestly know that because they didn't cover
okay,
that.
But now
white
okay, now, Harley, tell me if I'm getting your point right. Bad arrests and bad action by some cops occurs from cops black, white, brown, yellow, or red. Different.
Well,
there are,
matter.
Bad, there
I
are
mean,
cops who do really, really bad things. It does happen. There are, I don't know, how many cops are there in the U.S.? A million cops? So
yes.
So generalizing to all cops is an act of stupidity. But there, the example you just gave me, a white cop totally wrongly shoots a white kid. Now, and you're if I hear what you're saying, you know, should
well,
the whole world
coming.
Explode in fires and rioting? And you know, no, that one cop should be tried and for that crime against that white kid, and that's the end of it.
Well, yeah, but the state police investigated and said, well, he was acting according to policy.
Right, and that kind of crap goes on too, where you know, I'm sure it occurs in the medical profession where a doctor does something wrong, does a procedure wrong, kills a patient, and the other doctors cover for him. I'm sure that happens all the time. But we can't base our lives on, you know, when you look for the exceptions, you look for the worst thing that happened on the worst day from the worst guy in the worst moment, you can always find something that's outrageous. But let's talk about this fact. By and large, white police officers in America and sheriffs are wonderful family men.
Think I have of the a friend fact, who's a chief of
they
police.
They are wonderful people. They have a tough job. They're not well paid. They have a tough job. Who would want to do it? The kind of garbage that they have to put up with. And they are truly at risk. It's not like being in
I
the,
have
you
a
know,
friend.
Yes.
You know, I have a friend who is a chief of police. He's been chief of police for 10 years. And he says it takes him a year to 2 years to straighten out a young policeman who's gone to the LEAA, you know, Law Enforcement Administration Agency schooling. Because they don't think people have any rights or anything. And it takes them a year to 2 years to straighten them out and make them understand that people do have liberties and constitutional rights, and they can't be doing what they're taught to do.
Yes.
And something else I'd like to mention real quick.
Harley, that's
on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you're speaking wisdom, Harley.
I'd like to mention something else on the Supreme Court, James, real quick.
Yes.
We need to go to Thomas Jefferson administration from, you know, 1801 to 1809. Thomas Jefferson shut down the Supreme Court for almost a year. It was considered to be a threat to the people and to the liberties of America. Well, he shut it down. And they said then if the Supreme Court had not, if he had not, straightened up the Supreme Court, which he had a chance to do, it would be too late. They would not be able to do it.
That's an interesting thing. I hadn't heard that, Harley.
I'd like to recommend a book to people to find this, where they can find this.
Okay.
It's published, I believe, in 1986. It's written by Henry Adams, and it is History of the United States of America during the administration of Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's an awesome book.
Okay. And you may have read something else in there. I know I visited when you visit the Capitol building, folks, there's a room kind of in the basement of the Capitol, which is the former chambers of either the Senate or the House. And that unused room was actually where the Supreme Court met originally. The Supreme Court didn't even have its own building. They met in the basement of the Capitol. That's how unimportant they were considered in the first days of our republic. And the third branch of government, the Supreme Court was not considered a co-equal branch to the executive, the president, or the House and Senate.
The Constitution gives Congress the authority over the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the Supreme Court was a very, very junior branch. And
the essence of Virginia republicanism lay in a single maximum. The government shall not be the final judge of its own powers.
Well, interesting, Harley. And any other thought you have for our audience here?
Well, I just wanted to bring attention to the gentleman that lost his life, you know, the white young white man. And then the fact that the Supreme Court is not supposed to be ruling, you know, making rules over the states. And what they said in there is that if the Supreme Court was allowed to run roughshod, they would destroy the powers of the states, and the national government would take over the state and the state courts. And, of course, it has happened.
Yeah, that's true. Very good. Well, Harley, thank you,
my
friend. Thank you.
Find this book.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Hope Harley calls again soon. And, you know, just a thought occurs to me as he's talking about how it takes 2 years to straighten out a cop recruit so that they understand what they need to understand as policemen about our rights. Boy, you know, we've all got stories about interactions with police. We all know police. And we've all got a story of some policeman that would just bring tears to your eyes of the greatness of that person and the kindness of that person. And also, I've had experiences with cops where they really understood the First Amendment. You know, I'm a demonstrating kind of guy. I've been at rallies and demonstrations for many long years. And I've had talks with cops who understood. Yeah. Well, I'll give you an example. I was protesting the Bilderberg Conference at the, God, this is hard to, these details. It was the Marriott, I'm going to remember it in a second. It's the Marriott Hotel there at Dulles Airport. And the Bilderbergers were there, you know, all of them, you know, David Rockefeller, the whole crowd. And I was on the bullhorn. I was bullhorning. Alex Jones was bullhorning. And we were there for days protesting against the Bilderbergers. Oh, we're running out of time. The story I want to tell you, I have to save it for another show. The guy who helped us the most was the sheriff of the county. He helped us out because we understood our First Amendment better than we did. I have to save that for another show. Everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll see you in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. Thanks. Hold on to that feeling. Steely light.
Hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.